AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A law enforcement official tells AP a suspect in the killing of two students at Brown University and the wounding of several others has been found dead in New Hampshire. Investigators believe the man is also responsible for the killing of an MIT professor on Monday. Meantime, in North Carolina,
it is confirmed that seven occupants from that aircraft died as a result of that crash.
Sergeant Christopher Knox of the North Carolina State Patrol. The crash happened at Statesville Regional Airport north of Charlotte. Retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife and their two children, believed to be among the seven killed. In Washington, Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump has signed an executive order that could reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. It's a major shift in federal drug policy that would move marijuana from its current status as a Schedule I drug, like heroin.
We have people begging for me to do this, people that are in great pain.
Many states have legalized the recreational use of marijuana or allow it for medicinal purposes. Federal laws have remained stricter. The president stresses this move would not make recreational use legal nationwide, but it could change how the drug is regulated and open new avenues for medical research. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration's proposing new restrictions to block access to gender-affirming care for minors. They include cutting off Medicaid and Medicare funding from hospitals that provide such care. And TikTok signed a deal to form a new U.S. unit with three American investors holding a majority stake. Those are Oracle, Silver Lake, and MGX. That should ensure TikTok can continue operating in the U.S. This is AP News. Saving cranes.
Decades ago, self-sustaining whooping cranes in North America were on the brink of extinction. Now they number more than 550. Carter Crouch of the International Crane Foundation says the acquisition of some 3,300 acres of vital winter habitat has been acquired to further protect the bird, which migrates from Canada to Texas in the winter.
The biggest threat for this population is habitat loss. Securing habitat for the species is the most important thing we can do.
The new sanctuary south of Houston is made up of two properties. Thanks to grants and donations, they were purchased for a little more than $8.4 million.
There's been a lot of people involved.
Crouch calls the North American whooping crane a success story.
So I think that's a big part of it. You know, everyone loves to come back.
I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Bobcat Enterprises says thank you for your support as they celebrate 50 years of serving the construction industry. Established in 1975 in Cincinnati, Bobcat Enterprises has expanded to 9 stores to meet you where you are in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. Find equipment for any construction project, including compact track loaders and excavators. Plus, Bobcat Enterprises rents compact equipment and attachments. Find current specials and locations at bobcatent.com or follow Bobcat Enterprises, Inc. on Facebook. Bobcat Enterprises, 50 years working for you.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.